Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we're talking about how to avoid burnout. So when we talk about burnout, what do we mean? This is when you're going, and then one day you literally can't really think straight. You feel like you're just, there's something in your head, but you can't remember what it was. You wake up in the morning and literally have to drag yourself out of bed, and it just feels like no matter how much you slam on the gas pedal, it's like your car's going energy-wise. That's burnout. Now, this could be adrenal fatigue. This could be literally just burning out your mind, body, and emotions. The biggest cause of this is not refilling or not refueling. Now, what do I mean by this? Think of it as you are a high-performance vehicle. Yes, we've talked about this before, but repetition is the mother of skill. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably need to hear it again. So soak it in this time. If you're a high performance vehicle and we take you out to a racetrack and you're in the Monaco Grand Prix and we fuel you up, we're revving that engine, it's green flag, go, go, go. You're flying around the track. How many laps can you go before literally you start to run out of fuel? Depends on the type of car, but let's say you're 15, 20 laps into the race and all of a sudden you look down and you see the needle starting to get towards empty. What do you do? Well, if you want to burn out, you just keep going. Don't listen to your pit crew. Don't pull over for a pit stop. Don't get any more gasoline, and you'll find yourself quickly burnt out on the side of the track, standing there watching all the other cars fly by at full capacity and full speed. On the reverse, if you see yourself or feel yourself starting to get towards empty, so this is the first thing to do. You gotta figure out how you're gonna gauge how full you are mentally or emotionally or physically. How do you gauge that? So one thing to do is throughout the day, ask yourself 0 to 10, where am I? You know, 0 is empty, 10 is the best that could possibly be. And if you get yourself, maybe have a rule that says anytime I get down to a 5 or below, I immediately stop. Stand up, take a few breaths, take a walk, play my favorite music, play my favorite YouTube video. I go out and grab some great information, fuel my mind, fuel my body, get myself back up to a 10 and then attack the day again. Or if you're someone that thinks, I can make it, you know, you're driving around, the empty light's on, the almost out of fuel light's beeping, it's the things are going off, all the signals are telling you to stop, and you're like, I can make it like 10 more miles, I'll be good. If you're that person, maybe you need a daily ritual to make sure you always refuel your tank and you never leave it to chance. But let's just say, first, you gotta gauge where you're at, first step. Second step, once you figure out it's time to refuel, you gotta figure out, how are you going to refuel? Are you going to mentally refuel, emotionally refuel, physically refuel? How do you need to fill back up? Now, for some people, depending on your personality type, you might be the type of person that needs nothing time. Literally, where you go somewhere and do nothing. You don't think, you don't move, you don't breathe, you just sit there. Well, you breathe, but you just sit there and do nothing. And 20 minutes of nothing time, whoop, fills you back up. Or you could be the category of person that goes out there and you need exercise, physical activity time. You hit the gym, you play some basketball, you get your heart rate up, you get pumped up, and bam, you're back, baby. Or you could be someone that needs people time, social time, where you get around a big group of people, and in that group of people, you talk to each other and share what's going on in your day and talk about tomorrow and talk about what you're excited about, and bingo, you're full again. Or you could be someone that just needs alone time. You do whatever you feel like, how you like, when you like, where you like, as long as you're by yourself, boom. That's what brings you back to life. Now, those are four examples of very standard personality types based on the DISC assessment. If you're familiar with that, those are the ways the D, I, S, or C refuel themselves. So if those relate to you, use it. If it doesn't, find out what does fuel you up. How do you know? What are the moments of life that time stands still? That literally you disappear into the moment? Where it's like you look down one minute, you're in this moment doing something, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wow, how did it get nighttime already? And so time disappears, you disappear, and nothing else matters. What are those moments? What do they consist of? Do they consist of people time, you time, exercise, having fun? What is it that just literally you disappear into life? Now, I'm guessing that probably refuels your mind, body, and spirit. And if you're able to go to that consistently, boom, that's your way to refuel. I'll give you another thing. According to research on the top athletes in the world, Venus Williams, Usain Bolt, the fastest man on earth, and some of the top athletes, they all sleep between 8 to 10 hours a day. Now, most of us don't sleep that much. We're told, if you want to get results, cut down your sleep. Sleep 4.5 hours, wake up and get it done. The problem is, sleep is where all the magic happens. So if you want to avoid burnout, get proper rest and get high quality rest. A very, very, very solid resource I recommend is a book called Sleep Better by Sean Stevenson. Check that out, because he gives you 21 ways to maximize your sleep, maximize your mind, and maximize your body to regenerate. I'll give you one last tip here. Simple daily meditation. Not like hiking the hills in Tibet and sitting on mountains and temples. That'd be rad and not possible for most people nowadays. So what can you do? Download a simple app called Headspace. It gives you the basics of meditation. It's even great for business people who don't like to meditate. Download it, do the first 10 modules and learn the basics of meditation in just 10 minutes a day. Now from there, use those techniques every day to spend just 10 minutes meditating. And if you're able to do that consistently, it'll help you keep the cortisol levels down. Keep your mind focused on the great stuff, keep your body balanced, and give your immune system a better chance of keeping you healthy and strong and fit so you don't burn out. Hopefully this is helpful. Also, make sure to check out an interview we did with Christine Orica, I believe her name was, and she talks about how to make sure you don't have adrenal fatigue, and if you do, how to regenerate yourself back from it. Anyways, I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you love this episode. If you know someone who needs this, please tag them in the comments or click share and make sure they see it. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.